And we'll get rolling here. So a couple days ago, again, we're on page 67, Siman Chav Hey will be on Yud Aleph. Oh, well, actually, we're still on Yud. We didn't finish Yud, excuse me. So let's get a running start. Yod Imsach Letzorek Tfilin, Eino Chozer Mavarach. So if one spoke between the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh, so then if the, so we said before, if you spoke, that's bad. Or even if you gesticulated or motioned or is on, you know, you shouldn't do that either. But if a person interrupted for something that was necessary for the tefillin, okay, you know, strap, some broker, you know, something like that, right? You know, something like that. So then you do not go back and make a new bracha. You should not go back. And the Mishnah, as we saw last time, says, even if you spoke between the bracha l'aniach and the tightening of, you know, the tightening of it, right? I can imagine, again, maybe it could be it snapped. So then you didn't do the mitzvah yet. So usually that's bad news, but you wouldn't have to go back and make a new bracha again. As long as while he was making, redoing the knot, you were talking about the Lakers, you know, or the Super Bowl or something, you know. Like, so then, you know, again, you have to stay focused. Oops, I'm sorry. Somebody else. So, but then we also saw the very important Mishbura in Lamed Dalet says that but lechachila you shouldn't speak until you put on the shel rosh. Now, some people asked or someone asked about okay, after you put on the shel rosh, but you haven't done the twines around your hand yet. So we'll see about that. But again, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is ad achar hanachas shel rosh, right? Until after you put on the shel rosh, and preferably even if it's something that's needed for the tefillin, unless it's not passable. So again, I don't know. There's probably other cases, but the case we thought about last time is again, you don't have a mirror or something. You know, you don't know if the shel rosh is. You know, in the proper position. So again, technically you can ask somebody right away, but preferably, you know, then you have the shel rosh on already. But again, it's hard to think of a case. Okay, so I think that's what we got up to last time. So now again, we're in the middle of the top line on the Mechaber Yud. Im shama kadesh o kedusha bein tefillin shel yad tefillin shel rosh. But let's say you heard something that you're supposed to answer. Kaddish, Amen Yeshmei Rabbah. Or Kedusha. Right? And you're in the between putting on tefillin. Again, this is very possible, even if you don't. In the Kaddishim of Mizmor Shir, or the Kaddish Durabbana before that, right? So if you're a little off, so it's better to come early. But leaving that aside. Again, it's very likely, could easily happen, that somebody's putting on their tefillin and probably in a big hurry because they don't want to get too far behind. And they're in between the shel yad and the shel rosh. Amen Yeshmei Rabbah. We all know how important answering Amen Yeshmei Rabbah is. So what do? Do you answer or not? So the Mechaber says, Lo yafsik lanos. You don't stop. You don't answer. You don't break to answer. Lo yafsik lanos imahem. Elashosek, rather you're quiet, vishomea, and you listen, umachaven lamasha omrim, and you have intent, you focus on what they're saying.
What's the earliest you could answer? Is that after you tighten the shel roshes, can you answer yeah. to Ishmael?
Right, yeah. But here we're talking about before that, right.
Right.
So again, so you can imagine this is a very big struggle for a person, right? Kaddish or Kedusha, and you're between the shel yad and the shel rosh, so you don't answer, you just listen. So I know what you're all going to ask. How about if he did? Right? We can imagine, again, and most of we talk about, you know, not to be a creature of habit. I shouldn't say a creature. A person of habit. Not creatures, but, right? Sir Kampo Shalkash Barku. But, right? And habit, hergel is a terrible thing, but you can imagine, you know, somebody's is careful about saying Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, and it's Amen Yeshmei Rabbah. Oh, but it's right there, right between your shel rosh and shel yad. So again, if a person did go ahead and answer. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to make a new bracha. You have to make a new bracha, right?
But if you find yourself after one word, if you just say
yeah, I think it doesn't make a difference, yeah. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down the case that we spoke about before. That is, let's say it's Chol HaMoed. So those who put on tefillin don't make a bracha on tefillin anyway. So again, it's Chol HaMoed. You're in shul, and it's in between your shalyah and shalrosh. So you didn't make a bracha, but they get Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. Or the other example the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Mishnah Berurah brings down is, let's say, tefillin on Raveinu Tam, no matter any time. So people wear Raveinu Tam don't make a bracha on tefillin Raveinu Tam, right? You made one on the Rashi already. So then again, person is putting on Raveinu Tam, right, after you put, and he's in between the Shalyan and Shalrosh, boom, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. So the Mishnah Berurah says, some Ramekil, that you could answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, Kedusha and Barchu. But the Mishnah Berurah then says, but then you should move it out, Shalyan Shorosh out of position, right? So, because remember we said that the Shalyan and Shorosh should be in order, right? So really, you interrupted in between. So it's really better to start all over again, move the Shalyan out of, even though you're not making a bracha, still you move the Shalyan out of position. Before you put on the shalrosh, that way you're doing them in order, without a break. Okay. Now the mechaber brought up another very interesting point, and that is this. And again, it's not only here; it's here, but it's an idea here. But it's also in many cases. And that is, simple case. Turn the shalyan shalrosh. You made a bracha on the shalyad, and you haven't put on the shalrosh yet, and they're up to Kedusha, or they're up to Kaddish. So you don't answer, rather, quiet and listen. Quiet and you listen. And you have kavanah for what they're saying. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin. The Chofetz Chaim says something very important, something very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shosek v'shomea, so you just listen. Listen and be quiet. Be quiet and listen, rather. So the Chofetz Chaim says, "Shtika kaniya le'inyan lo se sidei chavaso," because as far as fulfilling a mitzvah, listening, being quiet, and listening is like answering. Avolo yechashev kehafsek, but this being quiet is not considered a hafsek, right? Because before we said in the last halakha we said that you shouldn't interrupt between the shalyan and shalrosh, even if it's not speaking, right? You shouldn't even have a big gap of daydreaming or whatever, just being quiet. You shouldn't do that either. So you said before that it's an interruption. So here he says it's not considered an interruption because you're in the process, by listening, you're in the process of doing a mitzvah. By you listening attentively, right, you have to be mechaven. By listening attentively, it's like you're saying it, right? We all know the idea of Shomea Ka'ona, right? That happens all the time. You're making Kiddush for your family. They're listening, and they're just listening. I shouldn't say just, right? They're listening. But in Halacha, it's considered like they're actually saying it. So therefore, this is an interesting thing. So you're listening. It's like you spoke, but you didn't. So in other words, it's like you said it, but it's not like you said it, so it's not an interruption. And the waiting is not an interruption either. But again, this is a very, very important idea. And again, a lot of times, you can't run and look up the halacha, you're in the middle of something, I don't know. In Shmon Esrei also, So what happens if you get, it's Kedusha, happens very often. You're davening longer, and the train already left, right? The guy already the chazan already started. He's saying kedusha, and you're stuck at the train station, right? You're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Stop! You can't answer because you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, unless you're after Yerushalayim Rafi, But that's pretty much the end, anyways. But even before Elokein Tzor, but still. So what do you do? Unless you're after Yilrotzon Yimrifi, at the end of Shemon Esrei, you can't say Yilrotzon Yimrifi in the middle of Shemon Esrei. Right? But if you know Shemon Esrei, stop. Stop and listen. And that's the same idea. So then it's considered like you're saying it, even though, in fact, you haven't. Okay. So again, that's a halacha here. But again, it's a very important halacha globally. Remember Shomei Akona. And we use it very often, like Kiddush, Megillah, it's Shushan Purim Katan, so might as well get in the mood already. So, you know, by Megillah also, right? You know, you listen. You don't know how to read. You're listening to him and paying attention. And you have a mind. So then it says if you said it. It says if you did it. Okay, Yud Alf. Achar Shekashar Shalyad Al Azroa. After you, now we have to be a little careful here. After you tied the shalyad on the zroa, right? The four. We'll see. Yaniach shal rosh kodem shiyichro haratzuas saviv la zroa. So you should put on the shal rosh, and the machaber says before you twine the ratzua, the straps of the shalyad, around the arm. Right? So again, the Mechaber holds. Now again, this is in the scheme of Hefsek. So in other words, we want certain things we have to do, but we want to make as least possible interruption between the Shorosh and Shoyat. And then again, especially according to the Mechaber, there's only one Bracha. Right? So bear that in mind. So therefore, the Mechaber says that before... and then again, the Mishnah Berurah says that since, again, according to the Mechaber, the bracha goes on both, so therefore you want to cut down the time.
Did you say that you tighten the shalyad, stop, and then put on the rosh?
Yeah, or maybe a little around your around the arm, maybe once.
Is that how it's
going? We'll see. So, V'yeshmi she'omer she'asu lahotzi atfila. Oh, okay, let's stop before we go on. So Mr. Magid's point is, right, you all probably, Mr. Magid verbalized it, but is that the way we paskin, right? Because you see everybody right there. Mechaber says you shouldn't twine it around your forearm.
Does the Ramah disagree with the Mechaber?
So, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down let me explain. So the reason why the Mechaber says that the Mishnah Berurah says is because the twines on the forearm is not ma'akev, does not stop you from doing the mitzvah. So I remember years, maybe when I was in high school or something, you know, basketball, baseball, football, you know, everybody's breaking their arm or the leg or their head or their whatever. So there was a guy, unfortunately, he broke his arm. So now the shaila is, could he put on tefillin? So it happens to be, it went past the higher up than the elbow, but not where the tefillin go. You see this often, you know, like, I had a cast like that, believe it or not. I fractured my arm playing football also. But, and it was my right arm. So it was taka, you know, I'm a lefty, so it was, but it was only went to my elbow. So, but again, it's the same thing. So, but it is the same thing. In other words, what do I do about twine? So the answer is, we'll learn about later, as long as this part where the tefillin actually goes is okay, the twining is not ma'akev. Twining around the forearm does not mess up the mitzvah. Like, you know, I don't know, sometimes people will talk about how much you twine later, but actually we'll talk about it soon. You know, you lose track. Did I do 6? Did I do 7? Did I do 20? You know, you don't remember. So again, maybe I have to do the mitzvah over again. The answer is the twines around your forearm is not ma'akev the mitzvah. So we're going to have to stop here. I'm running a little late. So, but we'll pick this up about the twining. And again, whatever you did this morning, do tomorrow. And we'll discuss this a little before about, again, because right now I'm leaving it hanging, that the Mechaber says you shouldn't do the twines and you should put on the shalrosh right away. But obviously, we're going to have to see the Mishnah Berurah on this.